Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 24, Nation Building and Economic Transformation in the Americas, 1800 to 1890. The 19th century witnessed enormous political changes in the Western Hemisphere. By the 1830s, most of the region had gained independence from colonial rule. Powerful Enlightenment ideas and a growing sense of national identity nourished emerging independence movements. The success of the American and Haitian revolutions began the assault on the colonial order, transforming the hemisphere's political order. Napoleon's invasion of Portugal and Spain proved the spark that ignited revolutionary struggles in Latin America. Once independence leaders cast off colonial rule, they faced the difficult task of building stable and effective governments. Powerful leaders resisted constitutional restraints. National governments often confronted regional divisions. From Argentina to the United States in the north, regional rivalries provoked civil wars that threatened the survival of the new nations. Foreign military interventions and wars with native peoples also consumed resources and shaped national boundaries. Movements to abolish slavery, extend rights to women and minorities, and absorb new immigrants struggled to fulfill the revolutionary promise of universal citizenship. The new nations of the hemisphere only partially achieved these objectives. Industrialization transformed the hemisphere as well. Wealth, political power, and population increasingly concentrated in urban areas. In most countries, bankers and manufacturers, rather than farmers and plantation owners, directed national destinies. The United States, the hemisphere's industrial giant, aggressively intervened in the region to guard its economic interests. Industrialization dramatically altered natural environments. Factories, plantations, mines, and lumber concerns consumed huge amounts of raw materials and energy. The concentration of people in cities of the United States and Latin America put pressure on water supplies, sewage treatment, and food supplies. By 1900, however, the hemisphere's national governments were stronger and better able to address foreign intervention and regionalism. Slavery had been abolished and political rights extended to some formerly excluded peoples. Immigration of Europeans and Asians altered many societies, including Argentina and the United States in particular, while invigorating their economies. However, broader political participation in more diverse populations also led to mass movements for economic and social justice, some of which sparked violence. Meanwhile, Amerindian peoples and women were still excluded from political life and had limited opportunities for advancement. The benefits of economic growth were distributed unequally among the hemisphere's nations and within individual nations. In 1900, nearly every American nation was wealthier, better educated, more democratic, and more populous than at independence. But these nations were also more vulnerable to distant economic forces, more deeply split between haves and have-nots, and more clearly divided into a rich North and a poorer South.